Got a question for you, Rachel.
Okay.
How do you spell tapas?
Tapas, like small plates of overpriced food?
Tapas, yes, okay. Exactly.
T-A-P-A-S.
That's exactly right.
Thank you.
And you are right on track with Edith Fuller, who correctly spelled the word tapas yesterday at the National Spelling Bee. The finals start today. And here is another word that Edith was asked to spell yesterday.
Nick Tenasty.
What?
Nick Tenasty. Nick Tenasty.
Okay, right.
Let's check in with Edith Fuller again. You notice I didn't make you spell that one.
Thank you. This
is a good time to tell you that Edith is 6, the youngest speller ever to make it this far. She and all good spellers know that there are some key questions to ask.
Will you please give me the language of origin?
It's made up of Greek elements that were probably first combined in German.
Nick Nasty. N-Y-C-T-I-N-A-S-T-Y. Nick Tenasty.
Correct.
Wow.
That's amazing.
You know, the Greek elements.
That I know. Have, I the, love the that clue, she's like, the, yes,
oh,
now
yes,
I
of
get
course.
It.
The Greek elements first combined in German. Nick Tenasty sounds like a program on Nickelodeon. Nick Tenasty, or a particular form of nastiness. Nick Tenasty. But actually, it's the movement of plants in response to the onset of darkness.
I like how much you're getting into this. So Edith is a homeschooler from Oklahoma. We're sad to report she will not be one of the 40 competitors in the finals today. Mm. She did great on stage, not well enough on the written test, though.
Edith Fuller has a long spelling career ahead of her. Said at a press conference she hopes to compete next year.
And by the way, when she's not studying spelling, she makes time for hide and seek.